Okay, today is Daf Chaf Hey. We are on Chaf Hey. We're on the top second line. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Talking more about till we get to the Mishnah, more about trapping. Hasocher Amas Hamayim Me'erev Yontif. If somebody plugs up the canal on Erev Yontif, Ulumachar, and the next day, Hishkim Umatzabo Dogim, the next day you come there and you see fish in there, Mutarin. The fish are mutter. Why are they mutter? Says Rashi. Shosma, you plug it up. Shlo yukantu badagim mi bachutz, so that fish can't come in there. Outside fish can't get in because you plugged it up. Mishatechshach, when it gets dark. Vies ele, and these fish, heichin the hizmin, you prepared and you had them in mind. Al yedei ma'isa zeh, with this ma'isa. It's all good. You trapped them from yesterday, and now all of a sudden the Gemara has a new requirement called hazmana, that you prepared them. Where'd that come from? We're going to see the whole daffis about that issue. Amar Rav Chista, midivir Rabbeinu nilmad, from these words, from the words of Rabbeinu, who's Rabbeinu? It's Rav. From the words of Rav we learn, nilmad, chaya, a wild animal, a deer, shekinina bapardes, that it gave birth in the paradise, ain't a tzricha zimun. You don't require zimun for that animal, for the baby. Why not? Zimun. What? Zimun means like preparing it. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says b'pardes, the next Rashi. Makom hamishtamer. It's a guarded place. It's not free. It's not hefker, right? It's an enclosed area. The ain't havlad yotze. The baby can't go anywhere. She'ain a yachal levroach. It can't run anywhere. Right? Vikal Lutzodo, it's very easy to trap it, because it can't go, it can't move. Venotzarech Zimun, you don't require, ooh, I want that one. You don't have to do that. The Hahacha, Vibnei Shahaya Stuma, since it was already enclosed, the area, Ve'en Yechol Lotzeis, and it has nowhere to go, Kari Lohu Mechonim, it's already called prepared. Ulekai Meparech, we're going to ask in a minute, the Zimun Gadolhu, that's a tremendous Zimun. The Ha'ote Maisa L'Shem Hazmana, you did a Maisa. By the fish, you did a maisa. You plugged up the hole to stop. But here, you didn't do anything. The deer had a baby. You didn't do anything. Why is that zimun? Okay. So, but Rav Chista said it's the same thing. You see, from the case of the fish, it's the same thing.
So, in multiple holes.
Multiple what?
Multiple babies deer were born.
Yeah. If multiple were born,
is it still zimun?
Apparently, yes.
So
Why?
All of them are
zimun. Why are they all? Because they can't go anywhere. They can't run. It's an enclosed area, and they can't go anywhere. So they're already trapped.
But you didn't designate.
Correct. So
I'm zimun.
Correct. Exactly. So Amar of Nachman, Nafal Chavrin Barav Ravasa. That's a big dispute. The Chiz is a big machlokas with us. Where do you get that from? Now, before we explain why, Ikad the Amri. The Amri Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Medivrei Rabbeinu Nilmad. We learned from our Rebbe that chaya shekinena b'pardes, a chaya that gives birth in a pardes, ain't tzricha zimun. It's a different person. Amar Rav Nachman, nafal bar chavrin b'rav vasa. His son has a big issue. Now the question is who said it. Was it Rav Chista or someone else? It doesn't change the halacha. Why? Why? Hasam, by the case of the newborn, loka avid maisa. He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. There's a deer in the pen, in the enclosure, and had a baby. What did you do? Hakam, but by the case of the fish, kavin maisa. You did a maisa. What'd you do? You plugged it up. So you made those fish trapped. That's a maisa of trapping. You know they're in there. You can't get any fish coming. Can't go in. No fish can go out. That's good. Here, what'd you do here?
Why is this a proof to Rashi?
That what?
That Rashi said a couple of days ago that it needs preparation in advance.
Anything that you could do.
You can do in advance.
You have to do in advance.
You have to do in advance.
Well, it won't make a difference in taste. Right? It's a good question.
Provided that it's not. Rashi didn't use it, but it seems, for me, that this is the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
But then again, an animal giving birth may not be a preparation based on what the guard
is
saying.
But if you couldn't do something in advance, you're right. It's not
you didn't do anything for the animal. For the fish, yeah,
it's
but
not
you didn't do anything for the
thing.
Animal.
But it sort of correlates to it.
It does correlate. So that's what Chista said to correlate. And then I said, what are you talking about? He didn't do anything. But I hear what you... But, you, but his point, Mati's point is that you have to do... That has to be done beforehand. It's a good question.
He didn't do anything.
What?
He didn't do anything. In reality, he didn't do anything.
I know, but the idea that it has to be... I know. You didn't do anything. So technically, it's not, they're not comparable. But right. Lamaisa, they really are.
But the fish are comparable. Fish are.
So, okay. So let's just keep on going. Velo boy zeman? You don't need zeman. Votanya, chaya shekinena bepardes tzricha zeman. You do have to do zeman. Ve'tipor dror tzarech lichshar b'knafeha. You have a bird, this dror bird. You have to tie its wings. Kadei shelo tischalech be'ima. You don't mix it up with its mother, right? Because they look the same. They're very small. So you have to tie the wings and make a simon. V'zu edus she'idu b'shemayev avtalion. And this goes back all the way to shemayev avtalion. This is such an old halacha. You know what? You're right, Tiyofta. It's right. It's wrong. It's Tiyofta. Rav Chista is wrong. Now the Gemara throws the other way. Umi boy Zimun? You require Zimun. V'atanya, but we learned. Amar Bishir ben Elazar. Modim beishamai ubeit Hillel. Beishamai and beit Hillel both agree. Al shehez minon besocha kein. Let's say we had this already, right? You designate them in the pen, in the nest. Umatzel of ne'akein, in the coop. And then they're outside. They're outside in the front. Shasurin, they're usher. Why? Because we don't know if it's the same ones. Right. Now you see from here that of course you have to do Zimun. When was that true? Bioni Shovach, Ubioni Aliyah, if it the doves from a dove coat or from an Aliyah, or it's Iporim, Shekinu, Bitfichin, Ubibira, or birds that make nests in the nooks and crevices of the mansion. Abel Avazim, Batarna Golem, but geese and chickens, Bioni Hardesios and Herodian birds. The chaya shekinah b'pardes and a chaya that gives birth in a field mutarin, they're mutter. They ain't tzrichin zeman and they don't require zeman. That's the proof. That's the question. They don't require zeman. Now we can keep on going. The tzipor dror and a tzipor dror tzricha likshar. You have to tie it v'kinafeha with its wings. Kadesh shel tzchalas bima. You don't mix it up with its mother. V'hamukusharin and if it's tied v'hamenu nuanin or if it's what does that mean? Handled the boros in pits, or bought them in a house, besichin and maros, different kind of caves, mutar and it's all mutter. Why is it all mutter? Because they're designated. Ubi ilanos asurin, but if they're up in a tree, you can't go there. Shemayal v'yitlosh, maybe you'll climb up and you'll pull off a branch. Vahamu kusharin, and if they're tied up, vahamenu anin, or they're handled. B'chol makom osur mishum gezel. It's all also from Gezel. It's because it's Gezel. In other words, you can't take someone else's bird. Right? What do you see from here? So newborns don't need Zeman. That's the bottom line. They don't need Zeman. Amar of Nachman, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha. When do we say there's no Zeman? Ba. In the baby. Ha. When do we say there's Zeman? Be'ima. In the mother. Rashi says, it's the second to last white skinny line of Rashi. Bivlad. In the baby. Eino tzarech zimun. You don't need zimun. She'eino yachal levroach. Because it can't run away. Uladaite aleha. And you had your das on it. Aval ima. But the mother. Shehi gedola. Tzricha zimun. That of course requires zimun. Right? Back to the Gemara. That's the Gemara. What are you talking about? Ima bezimun sagila? What do you mean? Ima, the mother is good enough with zimun? Say the ma'aliyah somebody. You have to trap it. You can't catch that mother. What do you mean, Zimun? You have to trap it. The baby, you don't have to trap because it can't run. The newborn. The mother, what are you talking about, Zimun? You have to trap it. That doesn't make any sense. El Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak, you're right. Idi v'idi b'dide. They're both talking about the newborn. Tanakasha. Ha, when do you not need Zimun? Begina hasmuchali ear. The guy in my backyard. The thing is in my backyard. I have to have Zimun on that. It's obviously, it's built in Zimun. Ha, when do I yes need Zimun? Begina she'ena smucha. It's a far away. It's a 3-hour walk. Okay, I have to have Zimun because it wasn't really on my radar. So now I want to make it on my radar. I have to have Zimun. Very good. Good? Okay, good. Oh, my goodness. Okay, next Mishnah. Behema misukenes, a behema that is about to die. So now if the animal dies, it's called a nevela, that becomes dog food. That's a very expensive dog food. So what you try to do is try to shecht it. Right? So lo yishchot, you can't shecht it. Why can't you shecht it? Because we're assuming ela im kein yeshahus biyom le'echol mimenu kizayis tali. Unless you have time to eat a kizayis of roasted. Roasted is the fastest way to get meat cooked. So that's all. Right? Rashi explains. Rashi, shahu yare shetamus. You're afraid it's going to die. The first Rashi in the Mishnah. You're afraid it's going to die. Ve'eno tzarech la. You don't need this meat. I don't need it. Shekvar sad tzu daso. I already ate. Right? It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And oh my goodness, if I don't check this animal, it can become the vela. Right? 5 o'clock in the afternoon, who's having a meal now? You don't know if it's over in 2 hours. Right? Ella machmas hefseda hu shochet. The only reason why you're shechting it is because you don't want a loss. That's not really a tzarech. So, you have to make yourself, oh, well, I'm going to have meat now. How much meat? A kezayis of roasted meat. If there's time for that. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilu kezayis chai mibeis tvichasa. Even a kezayis, raw kezayis, from the neck. Because the neck is, the Gemara assumes that the neck has the least preparation. So, because it's already skinned, the neck. So you can have a kezayis over there, even much less time, that's also good enough, says Rabbi Akiva. Shachta, now there's a new halacha. So we're going to get to all that in a minute. Shachta basadeh, if you shacht it in the field, lo yiviyena bimot, you can't bring it on a pole, ubimuta, I don't know what that means, some kind of other pole.
Litter.
What is a litter?
Like a cot.
Uh-huh.
You see when they carry like soldiers?
A stretcher. Okay, so you can't bring it on a pole or a stretcher. What's the reason for that? So Rashi says, because b'shnei b'nei adam, with two people, mishum da'av shamilsehi, that's a big production, u'mazal zol b'yadav, it's a zilzol, nothing wrong with it, inherently, nothing wrong with it, you're allowed to carry and you're allowed to do the shechita, you make a whole production walking down the street with this big animal on a stretcher. That's not right. Avomevi biyado evarim evarim. You can do it piecemeal.
That was a lot better.
What? Okay. Now, Amar Rami Bar Ava, Rami Bar Ava says like this. Just like when you shecht an ola, which nobody eats, by the way, nobody eats it. Nevertheless, half sheit, you skin it, v'nituach, and you cut it up, ba'ola, on an ola. Huadin, so too, l'kitzavim, for a butcher. In other words, you shouldn't eat meat until it's skinned. I can take one piece and carve out. You shouldn't do that. Now, why shouldn't you do that? Is it halachically a problem, or just derech eretz? That's a, like, what are you, some kind of, you can't wait, right? Or is it a halachic issue? So mikan, from here, lam the Torah derech eretz. It's derech eretz. Shalo, yochal, adam, basar, kodem, havshet, vinituach. So you shouldn't eat before the animal is prepared. My kamashbalon, what's the chiddush in that? Right? My kamashbalon, what are you telling me? So look at the Rashi. Rashi of my kamashbalon. Derech eretz, oh iser. Is it a derech eretz issue? Or is it an iser? V'lemeimar, the asar lechol mimena, it's asar to eat from it, ad sheyinatcha, until you skin it. Why? Shema yimatzi lasimen treifa b'seiser. Maybe you'll find some treifa, right? V'hichzik lanu habehemos b'safik treifos. Af kodim shiro behen treifos. Maybe there's a safik treifa even before you even know there's a treifa. Right? In other words, that's a good huge chumrah. Because we don't assume that animals are a treifa. Maybe that's what he's telling you. Don't eat the animal till you skin it, then go through it to make sure it's good. Is that what he's telling us? Or no, just a derech eretz issue. Don't be such a chazer to run to eat right away. Wait till they prepare it like a normal person.
What do you say? The behemoth has got a chazakah treifa.
That's what he's saying.
This is one of behemoths with suffix treifa.
Correct. Maybe it has a suffix treifa, so you can't eat it until we check it out.
It's a chazakah.
Exactly. Right, it has a chazakah, right.
So.
But it's a question. It's a question the Gemara is asking. What's the reason why? There's a person here. Rami Bar Ava said, just like the skinning and preparing by an ola, which nobody eats it anyway. So too, the skinning and preparing over here. So what did he mean by that? What was he telling me? That I can't eat an animal until I check for treifas? Or?
That's not
right for a reason. Or derech eretz. What did he mean? So says the Gemara, my kamasha. What did he mean by that? Ilema la fuke midi Rav Huna. Was he arguing on Rav Huna? Rav Huna's going to say, it's not a treifa issue. And he's arguing on that, right? Dom Rav Huna. What did Rav Huna say? Behema b'chayeha. A behema when it's alive. Becheskas iser omedes. It's a chazaka that it's aser. Why? Because you're not allowed to eat a live behema.
Right.
It's called Avram and Achai. Right. You're not allowed to do that. Ad until sheyodala b'man nishchata. Unless you know that it got shechted. Right? Now, by the way, nishchata, once it shechted, becheskas heter omedes. It's a chazak of heter. Ad until sheyodala b'man nitrifa. Until you know otherwise. Right? By the way, Rashi, in the next Rashi there, he says one line. He says, the stam behemos ain't on trefos. Stam behemos are not trefos.
Does that make sense?
Right? They're not. They have a chazaka that they're not trefos. Most animals in the world are healthy, just like most people. That's a chazaka. So then what's he saying? Is he arguing on that? Vanan tanan. Masnizik Ravuna. We hold like that. How do we hold like that? Our Mishnah. Ditnan. Don't tell me it's Ravuna, some late Amora. No, Rabbi Akiva said it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afilu Kizayas. Afilu Kizayas Chai. Mibes Tvi Chasa. Take a Kizayas out of the neck. By the way, my love, doesn't that mean Mibes Tvi Chasa Mamish? Doesn't it mean Mamish out of the neck? Meaning, you didn't check it, you didn't check the animal, you didn't do anything. Took a Kizayas out of the neck and you ate it without any checking. What do you see? What do you see from here? You see from here that we agree with Rav Huna. Has a chazaka that's kosher. Low. Doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean the neck. It means mimakom shetoveches achilasa. It's the place where the food gets shechted, so to speak. Which is where? The intestines. That's a whole other story. I have to cut it open and check. That's a different story. So it's not a raya that he's right. V'atani Rav Chiya makom tevichasa mamish. What do you mean? Rav Chiya's word, mamish, that's the place. Rav Chiya is older than Rav Huna. So what do you see? It is true. We do hold, everyone holds like Rav Huna. Can't be that that's the issue. You're right. Ella Rami Bar Chama. I'm sorry. Rami Bar Abba. Urach Ara Kamashmalan. He's just teaching us Derech Eretz. Rashi says, V'lo Mishum Iser Trefa. Nothing to do with Trefa. It's not a Trefa issue. What is it? Derech Eretz. Kidatanya, like we learned. Lo Yochal Adam Shum Ubatzel Meirosho. A person shouldn't eat garlic or onions from its head. Why? That's a little bit of a jumping the gun type of behavior. Elame Olaf, take the leaves first. Right? V'im achal harezera avasan. If you did that, you're called a glutton. Right? Kiyotzebo, similarly. Lo yishta adam koso babazachas. You shouldn't drink your kos in one gulp. V'im shasa harezera gargaron. And if you did that, you're a glutton. Yeah, so I was thinking about that. Don't we say that you should drink the Dalet Kosos in one gulp? What? Why is it different? Because I Tana Rabbanan. Hashot Kos B'Vatachas Harezeh Gargon. If someone drinks the Kos in one gulp, he's a glutton. Shnayim Derech Eretz. Two is normal. Shloshim Migatzei Haruach. Three already is that you're a big shot. Like, who are you? What are you, some king?
You drink the other way.
Right.
If you sip it, the difference. This is talking about you drink it yourself. Kos is drinking because you're proving you're drinking because.
Interesting point. It's for a mitzvah.
For mitzvah.
I hear.
Yeah.
Now, by the way. Right. V'amar Rami Bar Ava. Rami Bar Ava said, Chatzuva is grass. Mekateya raglehon derishia. It cuts down the legs of the rasha. What does that mean? So Rashi says on the last wide line, Esev, it's grass, Shesharshav nokvin, that the roots pierce, V'yardin ba'omet, they go very deep down, V'ein mispashet l'tzadin klal, they don't move, they don't spread at all, V'notin oso ben gvule sados, they used to plant it as boundary markers, Ubo tichem Yoshua l'Yisrael et ha'aretz, and that's how Yoshua boundaried up the land, and different families, not Mikatea Ragli Harashayim Liom Adin. What does it mean? It cuts down the wicked on the Yom Adin. Shegozlin, the ones who steal. The Chomsin, they right, they what's the word? They forcibly take stuff. Umashigin gvul vein lemedin mimenu. They take people's property. They don't learn the lesson. So they're going to have to. This grass is going to be their downfall in loss of level. Because it's going to show you have no right to this land. You see the boundary marker, and they took it anyway. Fine, it's a nice mutzer. Next, Natia planting Mikatea Raglehon de Katsivia. It will cut down the legs of the butchers. Was planting, you know, it means Orla. Waiting 3 years will cut down the people that the butchers who what? That means you have to wait. You can't jump the gun. You have to wait 3 years. And also, bolenidos. People can't wait for their wife to go to the mikvah. They can't wait. Right? So you have patience. In 2 weeks, okay. When you have the oil, you're going to have to eat it soon. You don't have to rush. Same thing over here. The butchers. What are the butchers doing? They're not waiting. Didn't we just say 2 minutes ago? Didn't Rashi just say a minute ago that it has nothing to do with treifa? It's just a derech eretz issue? Here it implies it's a halachic issue. Like bully nidos, right? Right? It's not a halachic issue. It's not a derech eretz. You should wait. You shouldn't be sure you're such a glutton. Now we see it's a halachic issue, right? So Tosfos is on top. Pirish Rashi. Lav misha mitzvah treifa. Nothing to do with treifa. Tema, 1 second. The mesamach in a minute. Mashma sheyesh isser bedavar. It's mashma. There's a problem. The karma, because it says netia mikateya raglehon dekatzuvaya. That Arla will be the downfall of the butchers. Because what's the pshat? Why did you wait? There's a din of Arla. You have to wait. Why didn't you wait? So you see, it's a halachic issue. So tell me what you think of this answer. Yesh lomar answers Tosfos. Dibivade leke isser. There's no isser. There's no isser. Why is there no isser? Because Stam behemos have a chazaka that they're kosher. Dimishnishchita hi omedes bechesek heter. When he shechted, there's a chazaka. Mihu, however, im nimtas treifa la'achar she'achal, if it turns out you were wrong and there was a treifa, hu nenash kishogeg. You're a shogeg. Lo ka'ones, not an ones. Shelo ha'yelo lamar kolkach. You shouldn't have been such a rush. You want to go eat that animal? No problem. If it turns out, without waiting, no problem, you're allowed. If it turns out that it's wrong, you're like a shogeg. Not an onez. Oh, what do you want from me? I'm an onez. No, you're not an onez. You're not amazing. You can do it on purpose. You're a shogeg. Should have waited. That's what it means. Okay? Next. Turmusa, which is turmus, which is some kind of vegetable that is cooked 7 times. That cuts down the legs of the Jews. It says the enemies of the Jews, but it means the Jews. It's a nice way to say it. Shinamar, it says, the pasuk in Shoftim, and the Jews continued to do what was bad in the eyes of Hashem. The Avdu es, number one, Abal. The es Ashtar, so number two. The es Elohei Aram, number three. Es Elohei Tzidon, number four. Elohei Moav, number five. Es Elohei Bnei Amon, number six. Es Elohei Pelishtim, number seven. Right? The mouthful. The Azvu es Hashem, they forsook Hashem, v'lo avduhu. They didn't worship him. So 1 second. Mimashma shenem v'yavdu es Hashem. It says they left Hashem, right? To eini yodea shelo avduhu. Don't I know? Matam alam v'lo avduhu. Amar v'lazar, amar kodesh baruch hu. Afilu look at turmas hazeh. Even like a turmas. Sheshog l'nos Hashem v'amim. They cook it 7 times for ochlan osho. Then you can eat it. Bikinu aksuda. Lo asu b'ni. They didn't even do that to me. I'm not sure what the taina is. The Marsha says that they didn't worship also me. You're worshiping separately. You can't worship me also. That's what the Marsha says the taina is. I'm not sure what the taina is. What is Hashem's taining? You didn't even treat me like a turmas, which you cooked 7 times. And then you eat it. What do you do? You worship 7 idols, and then what? What's the extra thing? You left me and you didn't serve me. So the Gemara says redundant. No, you didn't even... I'm not sure what the pshat is. You didn't even serve me. You didn't even... You didn't do tshuva, maybe? You didn't even come back to me? Tana Mishmei de Reb Meir. That's a new thing. So I'm not sure what that means exactly. Huh?
Okay, yeah? You're worshiping the idols. You worship them 7 times.
Right.
So worshiping... That's like the food.
Yeah, that has to be...
It comes to dessert.
Uh-huh.
You're not even giving me that much.
You're not even giving me anything.
Exactly.
You didn't even worship me a little bit.
Let alone not the full meal.
So why can't I be one of the 7?
I didn't get the full meal.
At least the dessert I could have gotten.
I hear. Okay, very good. Excellent. Tana Mishmei de Remeir. We learned a brisa in the name of Remeir. Bibnei ma nitna Torah li Yisrael. Why was the Torah given to the Bnei Yisrael? Mibnei shehein azin. Because they're very az. What does az mean? Huh?
Stubborn.
Stubborn, right?
Strong.
Says Rashi. Shehein azin. Listen, it's Rashi. V'nitna lahem Torah. The Torah, listen to this. Listen to Rashi. The Torah was given to them. So what? That they're az. So what? Torah was given to them. Sheyitz askuba. They shall learn it. Vihi mateshes kocham. It'll weaken them. Vimachnaas libam. And it'll make them more humble. They're a bunch of big shots. I have to give them the Torah to make them into a mensch. Unbelievable, Rashi. I wouldn't have learned like that. I would have said that they're az, and they can, you know, it's meant for them.
You said it 1,000 times. The more you learn, the less you know.
Right.
What better way of tempering a person's pride and arrogance is than that?
Right. I know.
Unfortunately, you haven't gotten the message.
Tana, the Bei Rabbi Shmuel, it says in Zos HaBracha, Mimino, from his right hand, Eish Dos Lomo. Right, a fiery law he gave them. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Really, I should give them a fiery Torah. Right? In other words, they're worthy of having a fiery Torah. Ikad Amri, Dasehem Shall Elu Eish. No, it goes up to Jews. The Jews have minds like fire. Shall Male Lamit the Torah li Yisrael. If I wouldn't give it to them, Ain Kol Umma Balashan Yichol Lam with them. Nobody can stand in front of them. They're so fiery, on fire. Behindu the Amar Rabshur Ben Lakish, Gimel Azenhain. There are three people. Three types of whatever, not people. Three things that are az. Yisrael b'umos, the Jews when it comes to nations. Kelev b'chayis, dogs in the animal world. And tarnagol b'ofos, and chickens in the bird world. The Yesh Omrim, others say, af eiz b'behemadaka, a goat in the behemadaka world. The Yesh Omrim, af sloth b'ilonos, even a sloth in the tree world.
What, stubborn?
Yeah. What's a sloth?
No,
so we say a sloth is a caper bush, right? Says Rashi, Lo yadati ma azus shalo. I don't know what that means.
What?
Even though why Rashi said that. He says he could have said nothing. But he goes out of his way to say, I don't know what it means. He could have said, not every comment does Rashi make. He could have, he doesn't do that. He goes, I don't know what it means. Says Tosfos, second Tosfos, Pirish Rashi, Lo yadana ma azusa. I don't know what it means. Says Tosfos, I think I know. Upirish b'tosefta, he gives three answers what it means. Number one, Mishum da'osa gimel peros, it gives three peros. All in, evyonos, the kafrisim. It gives three different, why does that make it az? I don't know, that's one shot.
Most things you
think
it's just peros.
The ode, shetoen peros b'chol yom. It gives peros every day of the year. Masha'en kem b'shari lonos. Most trees don't do that. This one does. Three, va'od, pirish ri, da azaso have mima shishorin biyayin mina kafrisin. They soak the wine in the kafrisin. Kafrisin is one of the products of this bush, and they soak the wine in it. Shehi aza, which is very strong. Kida amar bepita maktores, like we say in pita maktores, yayin kafrisin lamahuba. Why do they bring yayin kafrisin? Shishorin ba tziporin, because they soak in it the tziporin. What's Tziporin? One of the ingredients, no? Kidei shetehei aza. V'lo kipirish Rashi. Not like Rashi says, b'pirish b'krisas shuyayin habobi makom kafras. Rashi says it's the name of a place.
B'kaza.
Right. Kaf with a kuf.
No, aza.
Right. It's the name of a place, says Rashi. So it's not the name of a place. It's this. That's why it's called aza. Interesting. Three interesting reasons.
All good.
All good. Next, Shachta Besadeh Lo Yiviena B'mot. Right? We said if you shaft an animal, don't carry it on a pole or on a stretcher. It's a big production. That's a zilzal for yontif. Tana Rabbanan Ein Asuma Yotze B'maklo. A blind person should not go out with a stick. It doesn't mean a walking stick, like a doesn't mean that. It means another stick. Some say that helps. I don't know. V'lo Haroeh B'Tarmilo. The roe, the shepherd, shouldn't go out with his. What's a tarmilo? A wallet?
A pouch.
Ve'en yotzin b'kitze echad, echad ha'ish ve'echad isha. Don't get carried around in a big chair like you're some Indian king. Right? Don't do that.
What's the shaykh between that and
that? That it's a big production.
Only for you.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Why can't they carry me around in a chair all day? Nothing wrong with that. It's a yontif. There's a lot of carry. But that's not a covered for yontif. You should be carried around like that.
Yeah, that's what they do with the
carbon. Exactly. Ain't that true? There was an old man in the neighborhood. He went out with such a chair like that. Right? How could he do that? Didn't we just say he shouldn't do that? He said, well, if the people need the guy, he's going to give a shear, he's going to do something, they need him. And he can't walk, he's an old, such a guy that can do that, then he can do it. It's time to be, have him carry me around because I'm an actress, that's not right. But if he need you for a shear, that's okay.
Except the husband.
Okay. And not only that, the Chachamim listened to what Achi Shaki said. Dami said, "Ana afikse Rav Huna, mehini l'shili u'mishili l'hini." I carried Rav Huna from this town to that town, from that town to that town. Vamar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, and Rav Yitzchak said, "Ana afikse l'mar Shmuel mishimsha l'tula mitula l'shimsha." I carried Shmuel from the sun to the shade from the shade. I did that. So the Gemara answers. What's the question? So how can he do that? Hasam kita amar taima. We said im hayu rabim tzvichim lo mutter. If the rabim needs you, it's mutter. Amalei Rav Nachman lechama bar Ada shliach tzion. Rav Nachman said to Chama bar Ada, the messenger from Yerushalayim, ki salatis lahasam. When you go back there, akif go surround vizil asulma detur. Go to the ladder and tour. Vizil meaning go climb, go find it. Vizil lagabe Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, go to Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, boy mine, ask him, kisei maha atun, bay. What do you hold about this chair story? Right? When you go back home, ask him, what's the story with the chair I carried on yonder? That's what he's asking him. By the time he got there, noach nafshe de Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi died. So kishalak, when he got there, ashechei dov zrika. So he bumped into Rav Zrika. Amalei, kisei maha atun, bay. So what do you say about this chair? Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi passed away. What do you say? Amalei, hachiyam Rav Ami. Rav Ami said, ubalvad shalo yikasef. It's good as long as you don't make a shoulder. My ubalvad shalo yikasef, what does that mean? Amar of Yosef, Bered Derava, the alunki. It's alunki. Rashi says like this, the first wide line, the end halfway through the line. Shano saying, zaro al kesef chaveiro. You put your hand on your friend's shoulder. The chaveiro al kispo. And your friend puts his hand on your shoulder. V'zeh b'kiso yoshev alzar osam. That's how they sit on you. Right? D'mechzi derech chol. It looks like a avoda. U'biparhesya and in public. U'laholech l'mokom rocha tfei. You can travel further. Minoseyem ben yadeyem b'kiso. If I just make him sit on my hands like a chair. Right? So that's... So, what?
It's worse if you
so it's worse. You can't do this. You can't do this. You can't do this. Any is that true? Rav Nachman Sharile Liyalta Lemethak Alunki. But they let Yalta do it. Yalta was his wife, Rav Nachman's wife. So the Gemara answers: Shaina Yalta Dibiise. Yeah, it's different because she was afraid she was going to fall down. So they had no other way to do it. That's okay. Look at the third Tosfos. Im Tomar v'haloi tiru ela ki yesh ba tzorech rabim ki debrinu le'el. But we need it only if it's a rabim needs it. Fine, if we just scared she was going to fall. Let us stay home.
Yeah,
v'yesh lomar, because she gave a shear. Dilma nami halcha l'tzorech rabim. She went for the tzorech of the rabim. Shabbos rosh hagol l'hoitza. It was the Shabbos of the Reish Galusa or something. V'yi rabim tzricha mimena. And they needed her. What they need her for? To do the cooking? Or to give the shear? I don't know. What they need her for? What they need her for? But she was no slouch. So now they have to show what they needed her for. But whatever it is, it was a tzorech. That's a good question. What? And who else?
Who was carrying her?
Who else is carrying her? No, you need two people. You need two people.
Right.
Two people interlocking arms.
Two people interlocking arms.
No, we carry on the shoulders.
No.
It was hand in hand.
said she was afraid she was going to fall down. Maybe it was her son. Amemar umar zutra mikafte lahu bishabta diragala mishum beisusa. They carried maremar and marzutra like this on the Shabbos when they would before the regal. They'd give a shear, but they were afraid. What were they afraid of? Right. V'amrila mishum duchka de tibura, or because there were so many people. It's a good way to get them to the head of the room. If you pick them up high, you step over everybody, you get to the head of the room. That's another reason why they did it. I think Rashi says it over here. No, Rashi doesn't say it.
Everyone was standing.
What?
Everyone was standing for their covers.
Right, so there's no way to get to the place.
You don't want everyone to sit and stand. We don't walk in front of the room.
Right, so if this was Shabbos, it must be that... that they didn't carry in Rosh Hashanah Rabban, right? Must be some kind of other... Right, okay. Fine, very good. I will stop here, and we shall pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.